You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from. Today's episode is called Hotel Paradise. Once upon a time, there was a place called Hotel Paradise. It was supposed to be a summer camp-like experience for kids. No parents allowed. The two sisters, Angie and Emma, were dropped off early that morning. They were so excited. They had heard about it on TV. Kids could stay up all night and eat whatever and whenever they wanted. There were supposed to be water slides and magic shows and arcade rooms. This was going to be the best vacation ever, or so they thought. A tall, thin woman greeted them at the door of the hotel.
Hello, children. My name is Mrs. Baker. Welcome to Hotel Paradise. I will be giving you a tour of this wonderful place. Follow along now. Don't get lost. Here is the sitting room. As you can see, there are lots of seats here for sitting. And that is what we do in this room. We sit. Next room. The eating room. We eat in this room. And we also sit. We eat and we sit in the eating room. Next room. This is the everything room. We eat and we sit. And we also watch and listen to music, TV, we dance, everything. We do everything in this room.
Excuse me, Mrs. Baker, where are the water slides and the arcade rooms?
Someone will be taking you to those in a moment. Now, upstairs. Upstairs are your rooms. Let me show you. One bed for you and one bed for you. I will be leaving you now to get settled.
Thank you, Mrs. Baker. This room is perfect, said Angie.
Oh yes, dear. You'll soon see how perfect everything is in Hotel Paradise. It is perfect in every way.
Angie lay down in her bed. It was the most comfortable bed she had ever laid on. Hey, Emma, what do you want to do first? Do you want to go to the eating room so we can eat and sit? That Miss Baker was a bit strange, huh? She opened the closet to toss her bag in when something caught her eye inside. It was a book. She opened it. No, it was a diary. Looks like one of the kids left this behind. And they sat together and started reading. Day 1. Dear Diary, today is my first day at Hotel Paradise. Everything seems so perfect here. I had macaroni and cheese for breakfast and Skittles and M&Ms for lunch. I played all day in the water park. I never want to leave. I met Miss Baker today. She is odd. Day 2. Dear Diary, I woke up early today because someone knocked at my door. When I opened the door, there was no one there. I spent the rest of the day watching movies in the everything room with the other kids. A boy named Bobby said he doesn't like Hotel Paradise. He keeps saying there's nothing perfect about this place, and I don't know why. This place is what every kid dreams of. Day 3. Dear Diary, today was ice cream day. We had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I didn't even get a tummy ache. I've been thinking about Miss Baker. I have not seen her around. That Bobby kid says he saw her standing outside staring into the distance for hours without moving. I don't think Bobby is telling the truth. I wonder when his parents are going to come pick him up. Day 4. Dear Diary, I saw a movie about dinosaurs today. I saw it with Bobby. I think he likes me. We shared chocolate-covered popcorn. Did I mention they have every flavor of popcorn you can think of in this place? Day 5. Dear Diary, I woke up to the sound of someone knocking on my door again this morning, and again there was no one there. This time I went looking down the hall to see if anyone was hiding. I didn't find anyone. But I did find a broken bag of gardening soil at the bottom of the stairs. I made a new friend today. Her name is Jane. She's from Colorado and she loves dogs. She has like 6 or 7 of them. I told Jane about the knocking on my door this morning. She said the same thing happened to her yesterday. She says Bobby is the one who's doing it. I'm gonna ask Bobby about it tomorrow. Day 6. Dear Diary, so many things happened today. Where do I start? Miss Baker met us in the sitting room after breakfast and told us we were going to prepare for a fire drill. We were told to go back up to our rooms and wait for an alarm to sound. So I came up to my room, but the alarm never sounded. I waited for more than an hour. I went back to the sitting room and Miss Baker was sitting and staring at herself in the mirror. I asked her about the fire drill. She didn't answer. I asked again. It's like she couldn't hear me at all. It gave me the creeps. So I went back upstairs. I bumped into Bobby. Bobby says there are 3 kids missing. He says he heard Miss Baker go into some of the rooms at the end of the hall about 10 minutes after the drill was supposed to start. He says he heard someone screaming and Miss Baker laughing. He says Jane is one of the missing kids. I thought he was trying to scare me, but I've been looking for Jane all day and no one seems to have seen her. I'll let you know what I find out tomorrow. Day 7. Dear Diary, I really want to go home. Not only is Jane still missing, but things are starting to get really creepy around here. None of the lights are working today. The kids are saying that there's a storm coming tonight. Jane and the other 2 kids are still missing. Miss Baker seems to have disappeared as well. All activities were canceled today. And the kitchen was closed. We were told to eat from the vending machines instead. Day 8. Dear Diary, something awful has happened. 2 kids were playing in one of the rooms, and one of them fell out the window! The boy was taken to the hospital. It didn't look good. We are all worried here. No sign of Jane. I checked her room today. All of her belongings are still there. The storm from last night finished knocking out all of the power here. No one is allowed to leave the hotel. Bobby says that he's going to sneak out tonight and call for help. Day 9. Dear Diary, I woke up to an empty hotel today. I looked everywhere. Everyone has vanished. The power is still out. There are no phones. I don't know what to do. Day 10. Dear Diary, if anyone finds this, get out of Hotel Paradise. Miss Baker is going to get you. She's been cooking the children. I'm writing this from inside the closet. I can hear her going from room to room looking for me. Please, oh please, let me get out of here alive. If you don't hear from me again, then that means she found me. And that was the last entry in the diary. Uh-oh. Angie and Emma looked at each other in disbelief. Pack your bags right now, Angie told Emma. They both gathered their things as quickly as they could. They ran down the stairs and out the front door. Mrs. Baker called out after them.
Where do the 2 of you think you're going? There's no other place more perfect than Hotel Paradise.
The 2 sisters ran and ran and never looked back.